Good morning, everyone. For WRCO News, I'm Todd Copper, and all 63 sunny degrees in Richland Center right now. Very comfortable outside. Sunny and cloud mix today with a high of 80 degrees later on, but great out there right now. In the news this morning, the 170th annual Iowa County Fair concludes today at the Iowa County Fairgrounds in Mineral Point. There will be an antique tractor display from 10 o'clock until 7. A euchre tournament and barnyard Olympics will be at 11. At 12:30, Tony Rocker will be live as Elvis. Harness racing and crowning of the 2027 Fairest of the Fair will be at 1 o'clock. There will also be animal shows and exhibits, midway rides, and food. The town of Richland is notifying the public that Mislick Drive will be temporarily closed at or before its intersection with County N, effective immediately. The closure is being made because the intersection presents an immediate and unacceptable safety hazard. Trees and overgrown vegetation obstruct the view of traffic approaching on County N, making it difficult or impossible for a driver traveling from Mislick Drive to see approaching vehicles before entering the intersection. This condition creates a serious risk of a collision, particularly for school buses, emergency vehicles, and residents. This closure is a public safety measure. It is not intended to interfere with emergency services or to create unnecessary inconvenience. There will be no designated detour. Motorists will need to use other existing roads to reach their destinations and should not attempt to enter the closed portion of Mislick Drive from County N. For emergency personnel, fire, sheriff, EMS, and other authorized responders, access to Mislick Drive and Three Springs Lane will be available from Hustler's Ridge. Access will not be available from County N. The closure will remain in place until the site distance hazard has been corrected or until a qualified safety or engineering review determines that Mislick Drive can be reopened safely. The town board will review the closure periodically and will provide notice of any change. The County EMS Ad Hoc Committee has canceled the public EMS town hall, originally scheduled for September 29th, as townships and municipalities continue to lead discussions on the matter. Communication between the organizations is ongoing and public input is still encouraged. Residents are advised to contact their township or municipality's representatives or EMS Ad Hoc Committee Chair Bob Frank for further information. The Richland County Executive and Finance Standing Committee is scheduled to meet Thursday, September 10th at 5 p.m. The meeting will take place in the Richland County Boardroom at the County Courthouse, with virtual attendance options available. A primary focus of the meeting will be a closed session to deliberate on the county's stance regarding current and potential contracts for emergency medical services to specific municipalities. Following the closed session, the committee may take action on any items discussed. Members of the public are welcome to attend and provide comments during the designated public comment period. The Richland Center Parks and Recreation Department is excited to announce the return of a beloved seasonal tradition. The fourth annual Trick or Treat Trail will take place at Kroska Park Friday, October 23rd from 4:30 p.m. until 6 p.m. This community-focused event invites residents of all ages to enjoy a festive evening of Halloween spirit and neighborhood connection. Attendees can take a magical and slightly spooky stroll along the Rotary Lights Path, where they will find numerous city organizations and local businesses ready to fill bags with treats. The festivities continue at the Veterans Memorial Pavilion, where the Brewer Public Library will be hosting a variety of Halloween-themed games for children and families to enjoy. Participation in the trail and games is entirely free for all guests. In the spirit of giving, the event will also serve as a collection point for a local food pantry drive. Attendees are encouraged to bring non-perishable food items to help support those in need within the community. Every donation is greatly appreciated and makes a meaningful difference for local families during the holiday season. Convenient parking is available at two primary locations to accommodate the expected turnout. Guests may park at the North Park lot, which offers a short scenic walk across the bridge into the main event area. Alternatively, parking is provided at the Richland Center Community Center. Local businesses and organizations that wish to participate by handing out treats along the trail are encouraged to register soon. Interested parties can secure their spot by calling 647-8108 extension 1. The Viroqua Chamber of Commerce is proud to invite the community to a special ribbon-cutting ceremony marking the arrival of two exciting new businesses. Round River Distilling and the Day Moon Restaurant will officially celebrate their opening on September 9th at 12 noon. Located at 741 South Main Street, this dual opening represents a significant addition to the vibrant local business landscape of Viroqua. The ceremony offers a unique opportunity for local leaders, fellow entrepreneurs, and residents to gather and support the growth of the community. In a collaborative launch, Day Moon Restaurant will open its doors within the same building as the distillery, providing a seamless experience for visitors looking to enjoy both high-quality spirits and exceptional dining in one location. Immediately following the formal ribbon cutting, attendees are encouraged to stay for an open house. Guests will be able to tour the new facilities, engage with the dedicated owners and staff, and gain insight into the unique products and services that Round River Distilling and Day Moon bring to the area. The Village of Spring Green Board will meet Wednesday, September 9th at 7 p.m. at the Spring Green Village office. During the meeting, the board will consider a consent agenda covering routine reports and approvals. This will include reviewing the monthly financial report and approving necessary disbursements. Specific requests on the consent agenda include a temporary Class B retailer's license for the Spring Green Golf Club's Full Moon Open September 19th. Street closure approvals for the Spring Green Area Chamber of Commerce's Country Christmas events December 4th and 5th. A request to hold a fireworks display December 5th, and the annual snowmobile trail land use agreement with the Association of Sauk County Snowmobile Clubs. Under old business, board members will address updates regarding the property abatement at 433 West Madison Street and discuss proposed amendments to Ordinance 180 concerning bicycles and play vehicles. For new business, the board will take up discussions and potential actions regarding an appointment to the Plan Commission, Resolution R-2605, requesting an exemption from the county library tax, and Resolution R-2606, declaring official intent to reimburse expenditures for the Clean Water Fund Program project. Finally, preliminary figures for the 2027 village budget will be presented for board review. In remembrance of the 25th anniversary of the September 11th terrorist attacks, the Wisconsin Veterans Museum in Madison has launched two new exhibits. These displays pay tribute to the lives lost, honor the dedication of first responders, and tell the compelling stories of individuals inspired to enlist and serve in the aftermath of the tragedy. The first exhibit, titled Compassion Under Fire, Stories of Combat Medics, is featured prominently in the museum's front window. It explores the vital role of military medical personnel who deliver critical emergency care under extreme conditions during both combat and humanitarian missions. Among the highlights is the story of Rachel Hugo, a Madison native and combat medic who gave her life while serving in Iraq in 2007. The second edition, September 11, 2001, Our Veterans Remember, offers a digital experience drawing from oral history interviews. This exhibit captures personal reflections and immediate reactions from Wisconsin veterans who were on active duty, recently separated from service, or considering joining the military when the attacks occurred. Both exhibits will remain open to the public throughout the month of September. The Okooch Mountain Humane Society is inviting all members and the general public to attend a pivotal meeting scheduled for September 16th at 6 p.m. at the Richland Center City Auditorium. Following a contentious year that created significant operational strain, leadership is looking to re-engage with the local community to chart a path forward. The board says the crisis stemmed from decisions made by former staff who focused heavily on providing emergency services outside of Richland County. Since then, hard work has gone into stabilizing operations, and leadership is now eager to share an update on current efforts. During the meeting, attendees will participate in an advisory vote aimed at determining the community's priorities for the future. Organizers emphasize that the gathering is not about agreeing or disagreeing with individuals who have threatened legal action, but rather about hearing directly from members on what they believe the society's focus should be going forward. Mineral Point is preparing to celebrate the vibrant world of textile arts with the return of the Shake Rag Alley Fiber Fair Saturday, September 26th. This free event, held alongside the annual Cornish Festival and Celtic Celebration, offers a unique opportunity for makers and enthusiasts to engage with the lifestyle of fiber. Visitors can explore a pop-up market featuring local artisans, witness live demonstrations of spinning and weaving, and even meet the charming sheep from Sugar Springs Farm. The afternoon will culminate in a flash fashion show at 2 p.m. where participants are encouraged to showcase their handmade and upcycled creations. Beyond the fiber fair, the Shake Rag Alley campus remains a hub of activity throughout the fall season. Literary fans can enjoy the final installment of the Alley Stage Reading Series September 20th, while those looking for hands-on creativity can join the Makers and Shakers Art Party September 16th to craft fabric flowers. As Halloween approaches, the Lind Pavilion will host a spirited Fright Night October 30th, followed by the beloved Mineral Point tradition of trick-or-treat October 31st. Whether you are interested in historical crafts or modern celebrations, these upcoming events provide a wonderful way to connect with the local arts community.